Hello, dear friends, and welcome again to the radio ministry of Sermon and Song. This is not all of our ministry. However, it's a great part of it. We spend a good bit of our time with the radio ministry and the answering of questions and the keeping together the work of the Lord through the radio ministry. But we are an evangelist. I am an evangelist, and I travel from place to place, from church to church, as the Lord opens the door for me to go. So you pray for all of our ministry. Everything that we do, we try to do to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you pray for us that God will use us in these last days. Now I want to call your attention to 1 Peter chapter 5. If you will remember, last week we got down through verse 4, and the instructions, beginning with verse 1 through verse 4, had to do with the elders in the church. Now, that term, as we determined by reading the passage, had to do with the pastor, the shepherd of the flock, with the bishop, the overseer of the flock, and, of course, that person who is called of God to be over a local representation of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we spent our time with preachers last week on the broadcast. Now, today we begin with verse 5, and he says, likewise. Very interesting word, a word that ought to call your attention to take another look at what you have seen before. And if you look back at those first four verses, you will find that there is a tremendous responsibility placed upon certain ones in the church. And as to their attitude toward it, and as to their actions as they carry out that ministry that God has given them. Now in verse 5, he says, likewise, in the same manner, like I have said unto the elders, and to the preachers, and to the pastors, I personally believe all one. He says, likewise, ye younger. Now, it's interesting and somewhat of a play of words on the word elder, because even though a man is not older than you in the physical realm, he can certainly be your elder in the church. Many young men are pastoring churches today, and they are elders in the church. That is, they have the responsibility, the full responsibility of feeding the flock of God and overseeing that flock of God, though there are people in that church who are much older than they are earthly years. Well, he says, likewise, ye younger. He wants to be sure that no one misunderstands this matter of elder and younger. Do not misunderstand the point that he is making here, that he is talking about just because someone is older than you, then you must be subject unto them, or you must submit yourselves unto them. Certainly it would be a very difficult and certainly an impossible thing to do and follow the instructions of the Bible if every young Christian submitted himself to every person who called himself a Christian who was a few years older. Because just because you are old does not mean that you have grown in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord as perhaps one who is younger that God has called to be with the title elder in the church. And so he's straightening it out now by saying, ye younger. I'm not just talking to the older people in the church. I'm talking to the younger people in the church. He said, submit yourselves unto the elder. Now, I've looked at that verse, and I've read it over and over again, and I've said, now, what is he talking about? And that's the kind of questions you want to ask yourself when you read the Bible. What is he talking about when he says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder? Well, I've already told you one thing that he could not be talking about. He could not be talking about that every young person of a youth age or middle age, or for that matter, should obey that person who is older than they are in the physical body. He is still talking about the elder in the church, the bishop, the overseer. You say, well, why do you put those together? Well, he does here in chapter 5. The elders are told to feed the flock and to take the oversight thereof. Then he says, you younger ones, now that's talking about anyone in the church who is of young age, not only young age physically, but maybe young age spiritually. You see, whenever you get saved, you are born again, and you have to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You grow into Christian maturity. Now, there's a lot of people who think because they know a lot about the Bible, and because they can quote a lot of the Bible, or because they know the doctrines of the Bible, or they can spell the names of the books of the Bible, that they are more mature than someone who is younger than they are. Well, that is certainly far from the truth. There are many people in our churches who are 60 years, 80 years, who have not grown at all since they first got saved. They are still babies in Christ. The Apostle Paul said, because ye are carnal and you're still babies, I have to feed you milk. You can't take the meat, of the Word of God. I have to feed you milk like we feed a baby. So he's certainly not talking about here physical age. He says very clearly, likewise ye younger. Now that can mean either thing, younger spiritually, having just been saved, or it can mean young people in the church, submit yourselves unto. And I noticed very carefully that the Apostle Peter said, the elder, the elder. Now, let me stop there just a moment. I believe the Bible says what it means and means what it says, and I believe that we have the true meaning of what God wants us to believe right here in the Bible. He does not say, submit yourselves to those who are older. He did not say, submit yourselves unto older people. He said, submit yourselves unto the elder. Well, young people need to learn at a very young age to submit themselves to the pastor of their church. Now, I've only given you an introduction. We'll have to pick up right there on the program in the morning, but I do hope you'll be able to be with us tomorrow.